Are you ready to take charge of your wellness journey? Introducing Equilibrious Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, the ultimate 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection. Made by a woman-owned wellness brand, Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your path to well-being, offering personalized, one-on-one support. EQ's Microbiome Defense is not just any probiotic supplement. It's carefully crafted with probiotics studied specifically for women's health, supporting digestion, immunity, and even skin health. Plus, with consistent use, you'll notice improved energy, mood, and radiant skin. I'm most excited about overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut, and EQ's Microbiome Defense makes it easy. Are you ready to experience the benefits firsthand? Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I wanted to share something truly special with y'all. Have you ever thought about turning your mom's or mother figure's life stories into a beautiful book? Well, now you can with MyLifeInABook.com. Okay, so here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com sends your mom or your loved one a question via email, and they can either type their responses or record their voice. They compile all of their answers into a stunning keepsake book, preserving their stories for eternity. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know that I recently lost my great-grandma, Willie Mae, and I would have loved to have a keepsake like this to keep her life's journey alive. I recently gifted Life in a Book to my grandma, her daughter, and I can't wait to experience her life through her memories, her words about her adventures and challenges she faced through her life. Plus, Life in a Book is incredibly easy to use, so I have full confidence that my mama can navigate it on her own. Ooh, and y'all, my favorite part is that they can even create an audiobook using her voice recording, so I'm super excited about that. So this Mother's Day, or as a Just Because gift, give a special loved one the gift of their own life story. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom or your loved one this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 10% off today. Trust me, y'all, this is a gift that you all will treasure forever. I record these episodes the day before they go live, y'all. And sometimes you get a version of me that I didn't necessarily know would show up. Over the last week, I've been feeling a bit overstimulated, mentally tired, and emotionally icky. When I'm feeling like this, it's hard for me to put a lot of brain power or mental bandwidth into figuring out what's wrong. So, Past Tyra put together a toolkit filled with easy things that can help me self-regulate, and we're going to unpack that toolkit today. What is going on, beautiful people? You are listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on personal growth and cultivating a healthy relationship with ourselves. I am your host, Tyra the Creative, actress, content creator, and mental health enthusiast. Okay, y'all. We live in a very overstimulating world. There's social media, ads everywhere, hustle and bustle, the idea that you have to hustle hard every day, looming over our heads, trying to survive in such an expensive economy. And sometimes this stuff all becomes a little too much. I remember I was listening to a book while I was on a hike. I was listening to The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson, and I'll link it down below for you guys if you want to check it out. But it's a great book. And this is one of the quotes that stood out to me and really made me think about life here in the United States. So here's the quote. The world is constantly telling you that the path to a better life is more, 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 buy more, own more, make more, F more, be more. You are constantly bombarded with messages to give an F about everything all the time. Give an F about a new TV. Give an F about having a better vacation than your coworkers. Give an F about buying that new lawn ornament. Give an F about having the right kind of selfie stick. End quote. And what it made me think about was the idea that stepping back and reassessing our priorities is essential for our mental well-being, because there will always be things thrown at us. And if we try to care about everything and make everybody happy and doing the thing to get status and accolades, it can be very, very heavy on our mental health. Then we spend countless hours searching Google, YouTube University on how to start that business, how to do Forex, how to make my first $1 million, how to travel full time and work a remote job for a tech company while building a 7,000 square foot home in Bali and still manage to post on TikTok every day so we can remain relevant. Oh, and also make sure that our friends still like us. We spend time with them. We talk to our families. We cook for ourselves at home on a daily because we don't eat out every single day, and we still get 8 hours of sleep, and we wake up and do it all over again, and we make time to do the things that we love. Now, if you are able to follow that and conceptualize what that actually looks like in real life, I commend you. But my point is, the world is constantly sending us subliminal messages about what we should care about because we have so much access to each other, continuous access to the world around us. And that can become overwhelming because the same way these things are being thrown at you, at me, they're thrown at the next person, your coworkers, your friends, your family, and they all bring that energy to you, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. Both parties can sometimes have no idea why they're feeling low, why they're feeling sad, anxious, or mentally tired. And sometimes we just need to take a step back from it all and just woosah. So with all of that being said, let's jump into our affirmation of the week. This week's affirmation is, my feelings are valid. Let's go ahead and drop in, y'all. My feelings are valid. 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 Let's say it one last time together and truly mean it. My feelings are valid. My feelings are valid. Your feelings are valid. They are valid no matter what they are. You guys, I chose this affirmation today because we don't always know this. Or let me say it like this. Our actions don't always match up with the belief that our feelings are valid. Sometimes I don't know why I feel the way I feel. And I don't have the energy to deal with that feeling when I'm feeling like I don't know why I feel the way I feel. So I will dismiss and disregard myself as a first line of defense when I'm in that space. But the caveat to this is those feelings always come back up. And sometimes I find myself in a situation where I don't know how I got here emotionally or mentally in the first place. Now, if you were a little lost in the opening of this episode, I'm trying to illustrate the fact that the world is an overstimulating place. And the world can be an overstimulated place. And even the most mindful person can find themselves experiencing mental fatigue. When we're feeling fatigued mentally, it's super important to lean into self-compassion. So, I have felt that way a few too many times, and I decided to put together a regulation toolkit with some of my favorite activities that I have in my back pocket that I don't even have to think about to put into action. So when I'm feeling icky, overwhelmed, overstimulated, fatigued, I no longer beat myself up and say, Tyra, what is going on? Whip into shape. Get yourself together. I don't say that to myself no more. I practice self-compassion and I give myself grace. And I say to myself that my feelings are valid. And I look for ways to meet me where I am and I self-soothe. So let's go ahead and jump into the 9 things that are in my regulation toolkit. Hey y'all, Tyra here. And I'm super excited to share that 2024 is going to be a game-changing year for the Affirmations for Black Girls family. I am claiming it in the name of Jesus. Y'all, we are cooking up some incredible plans and we want your input. So in the show notes of this episode, you'll find a link to a brief survey to gather your thoughts. Why, you ask? Well, we're gearing up. Let me tell y'all. We're gearing up for exciting events, and we'd like to know if you'd like to join us. Whether you're in Los Angeles, where we're based, or not, we're looking to create special experiences that you can be a part of. Plus, here's the exciting part for y'all. By taking this survey by November 30th, 2023, you'll be entered for a chance to win a $25 Amazon gift card as our way of saying thank you for your valuable time and insights. But the survey will not close. You can always take the survey. We are always, always, always welcoming your feedback and your opinions and your insights. But if you are ready to be a part of our future, please click the survey link down below in the show notes. And thank you guys in advance for rocking with me and sharing your insights for the Affirmations of Black Girls podcast. Now, if you're like, okay, I think I might need one of these. I don't have one. Go ahead and grab a notebook, pencil, pen. Y'all know I like to write stuff down. Or grab, if you only have your phone, open your notes app. I'm just going to quickly go through the things that are in the activities that are in my regulation toolkit. Now, the regulation toolkit itself is... it's just a metaphor for a group of things that I do to self-soothe. And it's something that I can do without thinking. I know that this is something that can help me get out of the mental space or emotional space that I'm in that I don't want to be in anymore. So the first thing that is in my toolkit is a nap. A nap is my first line of defense, y'all. I have realized that I'm a very emotional being. And when I am feeling, when my emotions are heightened, either way, whether it's, you know, an emotion that we consider more on the negative side or on the darker side or sadder side, or one that's on the happier, energetic side, I get really tired. It takes a lot out of me to feel these big, bold emotions sometimes. So for me, a nap is a quick reset. It's literally like pressing the reset button on the Nintendo 64. Like that is literally what it is to me. Like when people say you must have woke up on the wrong side of the bed, you need to get back in and try again. Yeah, that's what I be doing whenever I take my nap. So naps overall, you already know, they promote rest and rejuvenation, and it can often improve your mood after you take a quick 15, 20 minute, 2 hour nap for me. So that's my very first line of defense. And sometimes that alone works. Now, if a nap alone doesn't work, my second line of defense is to eat. My friends get on me all the time because I don't really be eating, y'all. I be eating like one time a day, and that's not okay. Now, granted, it's really like the type of lifestyle I live, and you know, I'm a full-time creator. I have this podcast, I have a YouTube channel. I'm a pastry chef. I have a full-time job also, with like a work from home job. I do a lot of things. I also work out a ton. I work out 5 to 6 days a week. So that's strenuous as well. You know, I live a lifestyle where if I don't remind myself to eat, I could just not eat. And it's just because I forgot to eat or I was busy all day and all of those types of things. So sometimes that can affect my mood as well and bring my mood down. And it can put me in a mental space where I'm like, okay, what's going on? Okay, Tyra, did you eat? So eating regulates your blood sugar levels, which are attached to your mood. Like when people be saying hangry, they hangry and all that stuff is real because all of the chemistry that goes on in our body makeup is very important. And if we don't understand that, we can be walking around ill-equipped. We all know in a general sense that we have to eat. But what I'm saying is there are different things that go on in our bodies that can affect our mood. And we just need to make sure that we are privy to those things. So I try to choose nutritious foods to provide sustained energy, and that can positively influence my emotional well-being in the long run. The next thing that's in my list, and the top two, these two that I just said, they are definitely my first line of defense, and also kind of this one. To be honest, these three are like my first line of defense, and then I have some other stuff that I do like secondarily, because sometimes it just takes a little bit to get me back to where I need to be. But the next thing that's in my toolkit is the act of putting my phone in do not disturb. My friends, y'all, they be like, Tyra, phone is always in a focus mode. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Because I don't need 700 notifications every day. First of all, I'm a full-time creator. I have notifications left and right on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter for my personal page and Affirmations for Black Girls. That is too much. And then I have family and friends calling me, text me throughout the day. I'm in a bunch of like family group chats and stuff. They don't talk all the time, but they're family group chats for like announcements and stuff. So sometimes those be going off all day. But I say all that to say my phone go on do not disturb. And I also use the Calm app. Now, I personally have a focus mode set up on my phone where when I open a Calm app, my phone automatically goes into a personal focus mode that doesn't allow anyone to call me, not even my mom or my daddy, to call me. And as soon as I close the Calm app, that focus mode goes off. Because the Calm app, and I've talked about this countless times on a podcast, y'all, I really rock with the Calm app. And it's always linked below in the show notes for y'all if y'all want to check it out. If you click my link, you'll get, I think it's like a 7-day free trial or a 30-day. I don't know how many days, but you'll get a free trial. And it's an amazing app. And I really hope that you guys check it out. But the Calm app is amazing. And there's meditations. There's music on there, like instrumental music. And there's also like guided meditations. I like listening to the Daily Focus meditations, where they have one called the Daily J. And then there's also another person on there named Tamara Levitt. I think that's how you say her last name. And they do these daily short meditations. And whenever I'm feeling really, really overstimulated or mentally fatigued or just not my best self, I listen to about two or three of them. And I love that they are categorized in a way where you can go and pick what you're dealing with or what stands out to you. And you can have a meditation, a very short one, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes. You can have a very short meditation around that thing so you can really pinpoint what's going on. So, and I also listen to the Calm app when I'm going to bed. I've told y'all before, the sleep stories, like the bedtime stories, are amazing. But overall, putting your phone in do not disturb, especially in this tech heavy world, and using something like the Calm app, these practices can help you center your mind. It can help you reduce stress and provide a sense of calm, literally, which will contribute to your overall emotional stability. So the next thing that's in my toolkit is a brain dump. Now, I was thinking about this literally earlier today. I was like, I really need to full on brain dump on paper. And brain dumping is the act of getting everything out of your mind onto paper. That's why journaling is a great mindful practice, like daily journaling. But that's hard. I'm not going to sit here and say that I can journal daily because I can't. I'll get into it and then I'll stop. And, you know, it's like that ebb and flow type of thing. But the act of journaling is very good for your mental health. So a brain dump is literally you taking a piece of paper and you just getting everything out however it comes. It doesn't have to make sense. Getting everything to just flush it out of your brain. Because I know something that I do is if I need to remember something, I keep remembering it like over and over. Oh, yeah, I got to remember that. Oh, yeah, I got to remember that. Yep, still remember that. Okay, got it. Got to do that. And what that does is it takes up my mental energy. And if I were to literally just get things out of my head and onto paper, and I don't even mean like my notes app, y'all, like paper, that helps me so much. And sometimes I just don't take the time to brain dump. Like a brain dump for me, when I was doing them like once a week, that was what worked for me. That was what was very good for me. And a daily to-do list has been becoming increasingly more important in this season of my life. Write everything down. Get it out. I got to get it out of my head. Like I have too many different avenues to walk down, too many different things that I have to touch on a daily basis. Like I have to brain dump. So writing all this stuff down, it helps to declutter my mind. And it can also help you gain clarity because it allows you to process whatever is inside your head more effectively and slower. Because when we are thinking about stuff, we think about stuff way faster. Like, you know, like whenever you stumble over your words, when you're trying to tell a story, you're like, okay, hold on, let me pause because I'm talking too fast. Your brain processes stuff so fast and it's trying to just blurt it out. But the act of writing it out helps you to slow down and really process the things that are in your head. So if you've never done a brain dump, my challenge to you after you finish listening to this podcast episode, or actually at the end of this episode, because we're going to be doing some stuff at the end of this episode, do a brain dump. Get your paper and pens ready, but do a brain dump. I'm telling you, like it's like a weight lifted off your shoulders. The next thing that I love to do when I am feeling, I mean, I have to do this all the time, but I love to do this when I'm particularly feeling uneasy, uprooted, and like I just don't know what's going on. I like to spend time in my garden, on my balcony garden. I like to water my plants. I like to talk to them. I like to clean them. I like to harvest my peppers and, you know, all of that stuff. Taking care of plants is something that I dove back into in 2020. And I love the fact that I have a green thumb, but I love that I have something to nurture, something to love on that is alive, that shows me the fruits of my labor. And it just fills me with a sense of pride to take care of my plants. And it helps to ground me because plants are alive and I'm taking care of them and I'm pouring into this living organism. And in turn, it's growing new leaves, it's growing fruits or vegetables, and it's getting bigger. And it's just overall a rewarding experience. And it's also that connection with nature really calms me. And I don't even know how to articulate it properly, y'all, but it just fills me with this little like childlike joy on the inside of me when I'm in my garden or I see that a plant has a new leaf. I absolutely love it. So maybe you could get one plant, you know, an orchid or a pothos plant to be in your house and just water it and see it grow. I love the entire act of having plants and connecting myself to nature, especially living in a place like LA where I don't really have grass in arm's reach because I live in an apartment building and I live in the city. But yeah, watering my plants. The next thing that's on my list is arts and crafts, y'all. I think one of the greatest things that I have in this list is arts and crafts. And I will say that because whenever I'm feeling not myself, mentally fatigued, overstimulated, all these things, it's mainly because of the society and all of the things that I have to do and all of the people that are counting on me and all of that type of stuff. But when I do something that is great for my inner child, it brings me so much joy and it takes me out, even for a split second, even if it's just for a split second, it takes me out of the pressures of society. So I personally love to do a puzzle. Y'all, I have so many puzzles at my house. I love to do a puzzle. I was just talking to my mama the other day about doing a puzzle when I come home, but I love puzzles. I love to paint. I haven't painted since, honestly, since the lockdown, like when we were still on lockdown, painting specifically, but you know, now I do more pottery and things like that. But I do love to paint. And I also have a coloring book right by my bed. So at night before I'm going to sleep, if I'm feeling a little restless or something, I'll color and that'll help soothe me and help me want to go to bed. But engaging in creative activities like this allows self-expression. It allows expression in a different way other than like decompressing emotionally with intention of doing that. Like, does that make sense, y'all? Instead of saying to yourself, okay, Tyra, I need to mentally decompress, I'm just coloring and that's what I'm thinking about. And through that act, I am expressing, I am decompressing. And that's why this is on my list. Creating something like a puzzle, pottery, and all of this stuff, it's so rewarding and it's so relaxing and I was about to say almost meditative, but it is meditative. And it's a great outlet for your emotions to flow in whatever way they need to, because to be creative is to be emotional. So that's why I love to dive into that. So I've actually linked down below in the show notes, I have an Amazon list of some arts and crafts that you can do when you need to calm down or you need to self-regulate, self-soothe. I included some coloring books, puzzles. I have like a beautiful portrait of a Black woman puzzle in this list. So take a look at it. And if you don't have a toolkit or you want to add something like arts and crafts to your self-regulation toolkit, that list is a great place to start. Now, I will get a commission if you buy anything off of the list, but please support your girl. The eighth thing that is in my regulation toolkit is exercise. As you guys know, I have I started boxing again at the top of this year, but I've been boxing for a total of 3 years. I started during the pandemic. And I also go on daily walks with one of my best friends, Alexis. And those, creating that routine, we talked about this on a previous episode, but creating that routine of going on a walk helps me to constantly self-regulate. So I have those walks set in stone with Alexis. We know that we go on morning walks. I know that I'm going to the gym 5 to 6 days a week, but I also lean into exercise when I'm feeling so restless and icky and I just need to physically express some emotions. And I go to a boxing gym. So that is, for me, it's a great way to exert that extra energy and get those emotions out. Physical activity releases endorphins, and that is the body's natural mood lifter. So after I go to the gym or after I go on even a walk, when I go on walks with Alexis, I'm in better spirits regardless of how I was feeling before. I am automatically in better spirits. And regular exercise alone has long-term benefits for your mental health, and it can be an effective way to manage your stress if you're, you know, in a stressful situation and all of those things now. So yeah, y'all, I'd be working out like 5 to 6 days a week. And like we talked about last week, I'm just learning to take my health so much more seriously. So I was like, yes, this definitely has to be in my self-regulation toolkit. So how my day normally looks is I wake up Alexis and I will go on a walk, or I'll go to the gym before that. But once I go to the gym, I come home and I take AG1. You guys know I've been talking about AG1 a lot. It takes the place of your multivitamin. So with that being said, the number one thing that has been important to me while making my health and whole body wellness a priority is ease. And I found that ease and peace of mind with AG1. If you're a longtime listener of the pod, you might know I've been drinking AG1 for about a year now. And when I started drinking AG1 daily, I'm not going to lie, the taste had to grow on me. I was actually talking to my brother about it, and we were debating whether or not it tasted like bubblegum. I don't think it does, but I see how it can be bubblegum adjacent. But anyways, y'all, it took the guesswork out of whether or not my immune system was supported, and I knew my body was getting the nutrients it needed no matter what foods I decided to eat that day. That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, amen, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Now, y'all, I truly believe that health is wealth, and having something like AG1 as a part of my routine is a game changer for my type of lifestyle. So many of my responsibilities take so much brain power on a daily basis. So the fact that AG1 replaces your multivitamin, probiotic, and does it all in one simple drinkable habit is why I say it gives me peace of mind. And it's easy to incorporate into a busy lifestyle. So I take AG1 after my workouts. You guys know that I am a boxing girly and I need all of the nutrients. So I have one scoop, put it in some water, I shake, and I drink. And here's the thing. We put insurance on our cars, our houses, and even watches and electronics all the time. AG1 is my nutritional insurance. And I can tell you one thing. In my opinion, it's more affordable than all of that stuff that I just named. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. So go to drinkag1.com/affirmations. That's drinkag1.com/affirmations. And I have also linked it down below in the show notes for you. Now let's get back into the episode. Now, the last thing in my regulation toolkit right now, and I say right now because it can always change, is lo-fi music. Now, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. When I first learned about lo-fi music, I wasn't really acceptant of it. And I think it's just because of the way I was introduced to lo-fi. It was through my ex-boyfriend, the one that I moved out to California with, and I didn't want to give it any energy, right? But I have grown to absolutely love lo-fi, and it is such a powerful tool when I am trying to focus, when I am trying to relax. I listen to it when I'm going to sleep. I was actually talking to my best friend, and she was telling me just how pivotal lo-fi has been in her life. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize just by saying, oh yeah, girl, I'll be listening to lo-fi, or let's listen to lo-fi. Like, we listened to lo-fi when she was here, and we like would work while listening to lo-fi and stuff like that. I didn't know just how impactful saying something like that could be. So if you don't know what lo-fi music is, it's kind of like a chill hop instrumental. And the beats are very calming, relaxing. They help to reduce stress and anxiety and overstimulation. And I absolutely love lo-fi. So with that being said, we're not going to have a closing segment today. We're not going to have a closing. Our closing is going to be 10 minutes of lo-fi. Now, earlier we were talking about a brain dump. If you have the time, if you have the space, please use this 10 minutes to do your brain dump. And If it is pivotal for you or if it impacts you, send me a message and say, and tell me about your experience with lo-fi music and doing this brain dump. Or if you're driving, just listen to lo-fi for 10 minutes. So with that being said, you guys, I want to close out before I play the lo-fi music. We're going to play it for about 10 minutes, but thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe, rate the podcast, review it, and follow us on Instagram at Affirmations for Black Girls. Now, I will say this, if you listen this far, we're going to be doing some secret giveaways coming up on Instagram story. So make sure your notifications are on because it will be a first come, first serve type of basis. So make sure that you follow us on Instagram because we have some fun stuff coming down the pipeline for you. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for rocking with me. And thank you for just allowing me to come as I am week after week. Thank you so much. So here is our lo-fi. We'll be right back. Hey, AFBG family, we absolutely love hearing from you and want to know your thoughts. Send us your burning questions, topic suggestions, or even share your personal stories at affirmationsforblackgirls@gmail.com. We might feature them in an upcoming episode, and your voice matters, so shoot us your story and let's dive deeper and create a space where your experiences and perspectives are celebrated.